Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Older you get and you haven't found the success, you're like, it's just like another reminder. Isn't that hilarious?
Oh, that hurts.
Way to start off the podcast. Hurts for everyone.
If we just change the name, we could pretend it's a new podcast.
I think we should. I think we should start back at 01.
Yeah, let's do it.
That'd be a wild move. Change the name of the podcast and just go to 01, but keep all the other ones.
I like it.
I'm not. Hey, if you guys think that's a good idea, yeah. We'll call it maybe Resubscribe. Yeah. Resubscribe. I think it'd be a funny name for a podcast.
Pretty good.
I think we should pitch it to them. I think these guys should pitch it to Unsubscribe.
I like it a lot.
They could put us under their umbrella.
Fuck yeah.
Nurture our little nuts.
That's what all I want.
And just throw money at us. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that covers it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, what an intro.
Well, this is the last podcast then.
Yeah, might as well drink. Got a beer in there.
Welcome to Bottom of the Barrel.
Chris Ramsey, Wes Barker, both magicians. We don't do magic on the show. We might talk magic in gigs. Yep. We don't do any magic. Because doing magic to each other would be weird.
It's really weird.
We got Green in the cut.
Green, not a magician.
Mm-hmm. Also not a magician.
He will do as much magic as us on the show.
That's correct.
Same amount of magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that tastes nice. Nice and icy cold.
The Sapporo?
Yeah.
We're drinking Sapporo tonight.
Feels nice.
You know what's nice? Getting a bob in.
After having seen you in a long time?
Yeah, but also like in the dark.
Mm.
Doing daytime.
Yeah, no.
Because we did have Kim Congdon on, which was an amazing podcast. Like,
yeah.
She's so great.
Yeah.
At being a guest. Like,
and super sexy.
But that was, yeah, also helps. Funny. But that was during the day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I know. That was definitely daytime.
Yeah.
So. Last one I did too was Simon, daytime.
Yeah. We like to get a little more sauced up in the evening. It makes for a more interesting time.
I agree.
That's why we drink.
Are you, what are we, there's so much to talk about. Oh, yeah.
You drinking?
Coffee.
You drinking coffee?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Is that to push away the menopause? What's the coffee for?
Cheers. I'm still fucked up from Texas.
Mm. Yeah, we brought Green to Austin.
Where do we even start with here?
We start there.
Okay.
You want to tee it up?
We brought Green to Austin.
Yeah. There you go.
And we went to San Antonio, did the Unsubscribe podcast, as you all know. And then went to Austin. Fucking kill Tony.
Yep.
Hanging out.
We got to see Kill Tony. We got to see Joe Rogan and friends.
Yep.
So, you know, Gillis was up, Hinchcliffe.
Pauly Shore.
Ron White, Pauly Shore.
Having some drinks with Pauly Shore.
Yep. Did magic to Pauly Shore.
Yeah, me too.
At Mitzi's.
He did not like it.
Very unimpressed. Yeah, doesn't like, I don't think anything, he's very unimpressed
he
by
was
things.
Like, I was like, hey man, really good to meet you. He's like, you know me, bro? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm 37. Encino Man, like fucking son-in-law. Yeah. And he's like, what? You know the weasel? And I'm like, yeah. And he gets so neurotic about it. It was
do you think he was being facetious.
I would have thought that, but he asked even on stage, right? I think he's just afraid because he's
being forgotten.
If you had such a big career and then it paused for 20 years,
yeah,
you might be like worried that people don't know. But fucking everyone over the age of like 32,
yeah,
100% knows Pauly Shore.
Yeah, it's a good number.
Yeah,
everybody. So, yeah, I could live with that. 32.
I was so excited.
Pauly Shore, obviously.
Yeah,
in the army now.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
I think mine was Biodome. Was
like, Biodome! How do we not know? With one of the Baldwins.
Him. Yeah.
What was his name? Something Baldwin. He's one of the Baldwins. That was awesome. Not that guy.
Oh, okay.
Not Alec.
Ah.
Stephen Baldwin.
Stephen? I think it's pronounced nice. Stephen in America.
Yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce it in Czechoslovakia, where you're clearly from. But we say Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed that. Like, I, you know, even if the conversation didn't go well and he didn't want to see magic, I still liked the medium. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I watched him do
the... I did the wrong trick to him.
So. Yeah, so did I.
Oh, I did the beads with the strings.
Oh, God.
I was like, holy the only thing I can think of saying is like, this is the gayest trick I know.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty funny. I definitely...
Fuck. That was a terrible choice.
It was a terrible choice, but I feel like you could impress him.
No, definitely not.
No.
Yeah. I watched the Richard Simmons short. Did you watch that?
No.
He plays Richard Simmons. It's out. It's like a 9-minute short.
Makes so much sense.
Great. Honestly, fucking.
Wait, is he actually trying? Can we pull it up?
Oh, he's trying. He's acting the shit out of it.
That's sick.
Like, it's really good.
Because there are some wild similarities, and they exist at the same time.
Yeah.
They both got famous with that face at the same time, which is pretty crazy. Yeah. The odds of that are wild. Yeah.
Now it's only old women that have that face, but those two had it early. They were in there.
Yep. Is it on YouTube or?
It's on the Lewis Brothers YouTube. It's called.
Was it Pauly Shore?
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
If we did that,
might have to type in Stefan.
How many F's are there?
It's P H. It's S T E P H E N.
Hey, still Stephen.
It's pronounced Stephen.
That's still
Stepson.
No, if it's an A, then it's Stefan.
Here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he has like a huge monologue at the end, too. It's like really good.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, it's really
good. I actually...
You're going to love it. Watch it after.
All right, watch it another time.
Yeah, it's 9 minutes. It's great. I think, you know, he's trying to get a feature made, obviously, and I really thought it was... I would love I'd watch it. It was cool.
I think so, too. It would be nice to see the comeback.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, the Pauly Shore comeback would be nice. Who else would you like to see come back?
Well, he's already like... Brendan Fraser winning that Oscar.
Brendan Fraser
lit his fire under his ass. Like, I gave him this shot in Encino Man or whatever. Like, I don't want to say
he's resentful.
He's like, maybe I can win an Oscar. I'd say he's motivated.
True. I think that's great.
Yeah.
The guy from House of Cards,
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Let's see a comeback from Kevin Spacey. Wasn't he acquitted? We're on Kevin Spacey's side, aren't we?
I don't know.
He was acquitted.
Was he?
Yeah.
Shit.
He didn't. It's not guilty.
Damn,
I said, bring him back K-Pax. K-Pax 2.
K-Pax 2. That movie's got such an unsatisfying ending, that K-Pax movie.
What do you mean? K-Pax and Bicentennial Man were like my big
I love fiction. K-Pax so much.
Remember Bicentennial Man?
I don't think so.
Robin Williams?
I remember the cover, but I don't remember the actual contents.
What was that? 2-hour movie? 3-hour movie? It's a long-ass movie.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's they order a robot. Great premise, dude. Such a great movie. They order a robot, which is like AI.
Yeah.
And it comes to your house, but it's like, you know, this brass sort of like robot, whatever. But this one had like a malfunction.
Yeah.
And became like more sentient.
Oh, shit.
And outlived people. And then lived so
that's
long.
Right.
Bicentennial, 200 years. And then made it to a point where it wanted to be human and die. And then, spoiler alert, at the end, he's like in bed with his wife. Yeah. And he's dying because he found love. And
I remember this now. Whoa.
Yeah. Robin Williams, great fucking movie.
Did you see Creator?
Not yet.
I loved it.
I hear the writing's shit, but like the premise is great.
Oh, yeah. I'm the last one to notice shit writing or not.
Yeah.
If the if the premise is good enough, my mind, I think, is filling in blanks that the writers didn't even do. Mm. Like, I create my own little universe, maybe, because I didn't notice the writing was bad. I just loved it.
Yeah. It's always like, writing's bad when it's like the first thing that comes to your mind when entering that scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're saying, I feel.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa.
There's like, no twists and turns. You predict everything coming. Yeah. You really do, but it's cool to unfold.
Oh, it's dark in here. You got a flashlight?
Yeah.
Like, it's like there's no originality to writing sometimes.
It's great.
It's you know, Michael Bay shit. It's all good. It's fun to watch.
Yeah. Is that who it is, Michael Bay?
No. Oh. But I mean, that's an analogy.
Makes sense. Good analogy. But yeah, so Green, you like Texas? Did you enjoy yourself?
Loved it.
Nice.
Yeah, got stoned for the first time in a year and a half.
That's right. Yeah, he was sober for the longest time. He relapsed.
Who got you that? Was that Hans Kim got you that?
I think we smoked, with Hans.
Hans fucked me up. Bonsai.
He was so fun.
Yoni.
Yeah, Adrian was cool. Yoni was fun.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Good They're guys. Just the most welcoming, dopest people there. It feels so good.
I remember bombing in front of Tony when he came to see me.
Yeah.
All night we were like fucking just like eye contact. And at one point he comes to see me. It was like an hour after I smoked. You were with me, Wes.
Yeah.
And he's So what do you do? I just look at the ground and say nothing. I was like, nothing.
Nothing.
And then Wes was trying to save me. Wes was like, yo, when somebody talks to you, asks you a question, you answer the question, and you ask them back. Like, what do you do in life? I was like, oh, but I know what he does.
Oh, it's so funny.
That was the end.
And then he started ripping India.
Yeah.
That was the next day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's like, yeah.
Oh, he ripped India the next day.
Dane Cook's brother. You know what Dane Cook's brother
He's going to rip you off 14 million. That's what Dane's brother
He was like calling me gay or something. He's like, oh, look at him fucking staring in my eyes, fucking gay. Look, I'm going to move and he's going to look at me. A fisherman
can always spot another fisherman, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to see Tony like a week later at the Vogue. So, like, I was hanging out with him back to back weeks.
Yeah.
Him and Yoni and Christy and stuff. It was super fun. So, nice to see them on my home turf, though. I knew what was going on.
Yeah. They had a good sold out show at the Vogue.
Oh, yeah. Dude, got to see Hans do 15 minutes. Got to see Cam do 15 minutes.
Yeah. How's Cam's? I never.
Oh, my God.
Destroys, eh?
I knew everyone's like, oh, he's fucking amazing, blah, blah. I really have a hard time judging people in short sets. Seeing him long, I'm all on the Cam train now.
Yeah.
Cam is so funny. I'm on the train. He killed it.
He really has honed owning the moment.
Yeah.
Every one of his performances, you hang on every word he's going to say.
Yeah.
You know, he's got you. He's like expressive with his voice and there's a lot of character, but he can take you on a journey.
Yeah.
He's one of those rare talents like Chappelle.
Yeah.
Who can break it down for a second.
Yeah, true.
And you're there.
That's what it totally felt like.
It's an incredible talent.
Seeing all those guys go longer than ever, like Hans killed it too.
Yeah.
And seeing Tony do his full hour as opposed to just 20
minutes. Right, yeah, that's all we've seen.
He said to me, he's like, you see me do a short set like 10 times. He's like, you've never seen me do my hour. I thought he killed it. Afterwards, he was like, I was a little bit off. Fuck, no one in that audience would have known. I would love to see what he considers good.
Yeah.
Because like, you're 1,100 of your fucking hardcore fans.
Yeah.
And just being like, I was so happy. It was a good night.
That's cool. It's fun for people too. You know, it's so much fun that he gets to use that awesome fucking podcast.
Yeah.
As a springboard for all of these comics to now get gigs.
It's crazy.
And do like stage time. Then people get to see them perform like off the podcast, which is really dope.
It's nuts though. Like his podcast will sell out two nights at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
But his stand-up is like 1,100 seats at the Vogue.
Yeah.
Right, which is still huge. Like, I mean, if I could sell 1,100 seats everywhere I go, that'd be a career, right?
Yeah.
But like, it's crazy how
I think Rogan's the same way. I think Rogan would also have
the podcast would sell everything.
The podcast, if he had the JRE live, dude, he could sell 100,000 tickets. You know,
right?
But
it's so sick.
Our buddy Mike just sold 50,000 tickets to his show.
What?
Mike Ward?
He's doing it again?
No, he's doing a tour this year.
Oh.
He's booked. They're sold out until May already.
God damn.
He sold out until May. 50,000 tickets. He did one show so far.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah, he got his golden ticket. You know, they give you like a gold or platinum or whatever.
Yeah,
he's gonna get the 100K for sure.
That's nuts.
In French.
Oh, he's definitely paying for dinner next time we hang out.
Yeah,
100%, dude. Crazy.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Oh,
that's
so good.
It's so fucking wild to me because like people, especially in America, not a lot of people know about Mike.
No.
And they should, because he's like a phenom over here.
Yeah. He tried to fuck a kid or something, too, right?
And, like,
he
didn't make it popular. He tried to kill a kid.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
No. it's incredible how people don't know him. And like in, when we were down in Austin, I was telling people about Mike. And I was like, yeah, he just sold out his podcast.
Yeah.
To 21,000 people in the Bell Center. Live podcast.
They're like, why have I never heard of this?
They're like, what?
Yeah.
You'd think I'd hear about that, but because it's French Canadian.
It explained to most Americans there's more languages than English is a bit tricky.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, Spanish. We've heard of that. I'm like, there's still more. Yeah,
but I also feel that way about Spanish.
Yeah.
You know? I'm also like that. I also feel like when you're like, oh, fucking Despacito got 11 billion views. I'm like, yeah, but it's mostly like Spanish people listen to it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
there's huge people in every country. That's like, or every language.
That's the thing. Same with K-pop. I look at K-pop and I'm like, yeah, but nobody's listening to that. Yeah. But they are. Clearly, it's everywhere around the world. But I'm just,
our heads are all up our own asses, right? Exactly. When I go to Netflix being like, hey, let's do this magic thing, they're like, no one likes magic.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, everybody likes magic.
We all love magic.
And they're like, the magic pie is so small, we can't make our money back.
Yeah, it's
I'm like, what?
Definitely not a pie.
Yeah, it's not a pie.
Yeah, it's a magic maybe some like little sprinkles.
What'd you guys do I left you day before. What did you guys do the last day in Texas?
What did we do last day?
We walked around a lot. We had our fucking 10,000 steps in on that day.
Yeah, we walked around quite a bit.
Yeah.
It was nice little nature walk down by the water.
Yeah, that's good.
And then we went to David Lucas's. We hung out with David Lucas.
Nice.
For like 3-4 hours at his place. Afternoon.
Oh, great.
Watched something he's working on, which is super awesome.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We didn't talk about that. Tell me later.
Yeah, it's super dope.
Yeah.
And and after that, we went to the creek in the cave.
Yeah.
Ty Rivera and friends.
Great.
It's kind of weird audience, man. There's maybe... It was just a weird audience. People were...
Well, I saw him post about some controversy with him and his co-producer.
That
well.
Also.
That was that like, day.
We had dinner with Nat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rogaczewski?
Yeah.
That was like one of my favorite times.
Yeah, that's a genuine awesome dude, right?
Yeah.
Nat so Rogaczewski, fucking shout out to that dude. He's fucking salt of the earth.
Yeah.
Such a cool dude.
Yeah. Him and his girlfriend. They're both there.
Great.
It was sick.
Great night.
Yeah.
Are you still her hall pass or did she change, you think?
No, I still am.
Yeah, they talked about it.
We kind of like joked about it. It was very funny.
That's awesome.
Very surreal.
Yeah.
I was like, what if I showed up with fucking Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
You know, he would have his.
Or what if you chose her as yours?
Oh, weird.
Right? Just because that way you know it's attainable.
Yeah.
And then you guys just step out in the hall, trade passes, bang.
Yeah, we all agreed all of that.
Yeah, right? It's fine.
That's so funny.
That'd be great.
It actually is one of the funniest weird coincidences ever.
Did you feel yourself trying to be a little bit more handsome during dinner?
I felt like I didn't have to.
Oh, that's right.
It felt kind of nice. I was like, oh. Yeah.
And it wasn't weird at all. Like, it was a funny subject.
They're sweethearts.
Yeah, they were just so fucking
They're fucking
cool
awesome people.
Yeah, he's a cuck.
They're both, and she's funny too. They're both very like they're so awesome.
Oh, they're the best. That's great.
Yeah, it was a great fucking time. And then after that went to Creek Cave. Joe DeRosa was hanging out. I saw him there, but it was like there's like not a lot of people.
What's his name? The guy from the French part of the Hans Kim's Enemies Nemesis.
Oh yeah, Diaz.
Yeah, Rick Diaz.
He was there. I didn't see him. He made fun of you. He roasted you.
Yeah.
He was not. It's like, who has animals? Like, I have a cat. And then he roasts him for like 7 minutes. Yeah. I saw a story going around being like, Nick Diaz roasting this fool with his cat. So fun.
I felt so stupid, too. He's like, oh, who has a cat in the audience? And I'm like, yeah. It just fucking came out naturally. The only one who made a sound in all the audience. Like, yeah, me?
Won't answer.
So proud of it. So proud of his cat.
Yeah, I love my cat.
Won't answer Tony directly when he's trying to talk to you. We'll shout out in the dark in front of 150 people.
Yeah, if it's his cat. If it's about his cat, dude.
Gandalf, baby.
Dude, if Tony said, how's your cat?
Yeah.
Be a whole different conversation.
That's true.
Man.
That's awesome. That sounds like I missed a
He talks a mean pussy game, dude.
Yeah, that's for sure.
On that night, too, the dude talked, we were talking about Jesus with Adrian, do you remember?
Whoa, that was weird.
What happened?
That was cool.
That was fucking weird. All right. We're leaving. We're with Adrian. Yeah, Bonsai.
Yeah.
And we're leaving Creek in the Cave. It's getting late. We got a flight the next day. And so we walk out. We're just walking him to his car, and then we're about to walk back to the hotel. And we're talking, and he's just talking about something. And he says one of his friends, whose name was Jesus.
Yeah.
Like Jesus, but Jesus.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's like, yeah, Jesus, whatever. And then like out of the corner of his eye, there's this guy, homeless, clearly, long hair, distressed looking, blood on his face,
huge gash.
Gashes, like, right? And starts walking towards, I don't see that, I see him last second, and he's like, kind of like here, I'm like, oh, he's going to stab us.
Yeah.
And he goes, sorry, you guys talking about Jesus? And we went, no, his friend Jesus, it was his name. He's like, oh, all right. And we're like, all right, man. And he's like, well, have a good night. And he walks like back to his corner, literally a corner.
Whoa.
A dark corner.
Maybe that was the real one, though.
It was wild. But that second, we're like, anyways, guys, yep, nice to see you. I'm going to go.
I'm going to run home.
Yeah, dude. I thought for sure I was getting stabbed with like at least a syringe.
Oh, man. You gotta put green in front of you if that's happening.
Yeah, I would have expected he would jump in front of that.
I think so. That's what brothers are for.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So then after Texas, are we talking about your next adventure? Okay, we both had separate adventures after that. Okay. It's crazy.
I went on a vacation.
Yeah, you did.
We can say.
Okay.
To a tropical place.
That's nice.
It was a lot of fun.
That's beautiful.
And I will eventually talk about, because there's a project involved too.
Oh, okay.
So it's all very, so I can't really, but eventually we'll get into it. Mm-hmm. And no kids. All right. Wasn't one of those things. Oh, fuck this. Was one of those.
No, you're not a billionaire yet. You don't have the bank account.
No.
You're not there.
No. Just a vacation in Bahamas. It was nice.
Dope.
It was fucking dope, dude. It was beautiful. I got eaten alive, though.
I'm driving through the fucking snow in northern Alberta, and you guys are sending me photos.
Yeah.
It was very much a different life.
I know.
I wish I was canceled everything.
Your sink was frozen.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm on a fucking jet ski.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
It's wild. Jet skis are wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can ride a jet ski and never, you can't be unhappy.
I was amazed you did it, because when we were at the lake that time with Jill and Eric, you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I didn't. There was a guy there and he's like, oh, I'm going to give you a quick lesson, And okay. I was like, oh, dope. And he's like, yeah, so you tie this to your wrist. So if you come off, the motor dies, and this is your gas. I was like, all right. And he's like, have fun, man. And I was like, what?
That's it.
He's like, yeah. And I hop in and fucking take off, dude. It was sick.
It is that simple.
Yeah. You also respect it really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't fall off or bail, so I really respected it.
Yeah.
I maxed it for like ever.
Yeah, I got a couple videos.
Yeah. But,
just ripping.
But like turning and stuff, like you.
Oh, it's fucked.
It's, and then when you're hitting like the wake of like another jet skier, like you got to watch that. It was fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Fucking stingrays in the water.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah, my friend Amy used to be a lifeguard. She's at the lake, and one jet ski hit the wake and hit the guy in the chest on the other jet ski, and he died.
Oh, he died?
Yeah. She's like, I was doing compressions on him, but it was just nothing there. Just like squish, 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 squish. She's like, it broke everything in there. Yeah, definitely. It's not funny.
It's a good way to go.
I'm laughing, though. Yeah, he was having the best time.
Couldn't have a better time.
Yeah.
He's woo, woo. Best time, the worst time.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Holy shit. I took 3.5 grams of mushrooms there tonight.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, okay, this just became a different podcast. We got a thumbnail. Let's go. Clap that in.
I also died two nights ago.
Yeah, dude. You had ego death.
Yeah, it was insane.
Let's hear it.
So
I felt it, by the way. I felt like this. Anyways.
So I had a gig in Vancouver, killer time. The next day I got nothing, and then the next day I'm in Calgary. So I just one day off. Dan, oldest buddy in the world, and a couple of like five or other mutual friends from college and stuff. It's like, well, let's go out to Harrison. So it's like quite a ways from Vancouver, hour and a half. It's like a beautiful spot out there. He lives out there. He's like, we'll go out there. We'll have some beers. We call it the Gentleman's Club. We get together. We eat too much meat, drink too many beers. It's a good time.
Beautiful.
You get out there. It's normally like beers and weed involved. Every now and then some mushrooms, but just like a micro dose kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Get there and then it's like, everyone's like, oh, here, take a... Oh, you know, 125, or some people are taking 500s of these mushrooms. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then it's like, let's just take another one. And then like, let's all go to 1.5. And I'm like, yeah, I've done that a couple times. That's fun. It's a bit much, but it's fun. And then we're like, let's go all the way. So we like, some people went to 4. I was at 3.5. And dude, it was 6 hours of all of us just going to different rooms, lying on the grounds, being like, this is nice here. I was for the first time in my life, I'm like, oh yeah, there are other dimensions. I was going to them, no problem. And then I was like, I kept remembering, I'm like, oh, I gotta go. My earthly body needs to take a piss. And I had to like go back to my body, go take a piss. Right? And I'm like,
what?
And I go back. And dude, I was just like, oh, everything's a choice. Why do I have to live that life? I'm like, not afraid to die anymore.
I know.
I was like, oh, I could totally die And it just, I just become this, I guess.
Exactly.
Like, this is way better.
It's so much
right?
better.
I look over my buddy Dan. He's like slowly melting into a toad, right? and then he's like, can we hold hands? I'm like, sure, man. He's like, and he's having a good and bad time. Our other buddy Tyler having a horrible fucking night.
He's bad tripping.
Everyone else is doing kind of medium.
It sucks because it affects your vibe.
I just left the room.
Yep. You have to.
It's great.
Any negative energy, all of a sudden, like it brings your, it like you average out. Yeah. Energy, right? So
I went from worrying about like I got a flight in the morning, I gotta set my alarms to I don't think I want to be famous anymore. Right. And I was like, what is like nothing matters. I'm like, if I don't go to that show, nothing happens.
Dude.
Nothing happens. I just don't go. Right. And I was like, this is and I kept trying to one thing that really stuck with me is I kept trying to latch on to people that I love. I kept trying to think about them. And I didn't feel anything different towards them. Everything in my life, whether it was the fucking couch, the guy next to me, or
it's all
my dad,
things.
My wife, I'm like, I kind of feel the same about all of it.
You can shed it.
Yeah.
You can shed it like layers, like, oh, I don't need that, this, whoa, whoa. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm like a supreme being.
Oh, it was crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, yeah, it was 6 hours. I kept checking in, trying to anchor myself to reality a little bit. So I kept checking the time on the phone. I'm like, in real time, like not that often.
And that would zone you out for a second.
Just to be like, oh, okay. Like I wanted to know how much real time was passing. And like, I just had to, cause I'm really new at it. So I was like getting every now and then it would start to, I was never scared, but it would start to freak me out how free and far away I was getting.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to bring myself back. But like, and then like every now and then Dan would be like, it's going to be over in 20 minutes. It's like, it's going to be like 5 more hours. I knew at one point we didn't really know how high we were getting.
You feel like it's never over.
We didn't know how high we were getting at first, right? Like, because it kind of sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
And one time I look around and there's 6 of us, right? And we're all sitting there having a normal conversation like we were, but now no one has shirts on. And we're all just sitting there and I'm like, when did our shirts come off? I'm like, because I remember feeling hot. I remember taking my shirt off. But I don't know why everyone, like, we all must have felt like,
wait, hold on.
Close the blinds.
What happens next?
Yeah. Well, then one of the guys left the room, and I guess that changed the energy. We all put our shirts back on. So then he comes back in 5 minutes later, like, why is your shirt off? Genuinely asking him. He started freaking out. Like, and then after that, it turned into, like, full on, here we go. It was just insane. But I never looked at a wall if we had the most beautiful booze. Wall of booze. I've never been less interested in alcohol in my whole life.
Of course.
I was like, oh, what the fuck? I'm like, it's an option. I don't want that option, but it's an option. This is an option though.
Yeah.
And like,
it's crazy how beautiful life is.
Yeah.
When you observe it in that way, it's like, it's almost like euphoric.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
To feel that like, oh, I don't need anything. There's like this crazy euphoric feeling you get when you hit that level. This guy knows all about it too. He used to do this shit all the time.
Yeah.
This guy though. Where you're like, I want to ground myself. I want to like just release from this body and be like, this guy's like, I'm going to put on the scariest movie
I've ever
seen in my life. Eat 4 grams of shrooms and just turn the lights off.
Yeah. And I was like Googling the ways for it to hit you the quickest. So I'd like have like a lemon juice. You put basically mushrooms and lemon juice. Let that sit for like half an hour. And it extracts all the drugs out of the shrooms.
God.
So you just drink it and it just hits you like a fucking 18 wheeler. Just,
oh my god!
Like,
and then you put the movie in first.
Oh no, I'd have everything ready. So like, I'd make a YouTube list of like scary stories. I'll have Netflix open on one page with a scary movie. I made lists sometimes. Okay, because I forget what I wanted to do.
What's a scary movie?
Oh, dude, I watched. I rewatched a bunch of shit.
Like Hereditary.
Like, yeah, exactly. Hereditary.
Okay, literally, some guy put on True Detective season 1 when we were starting to trip pretty bad. And just the opening sequence is too scary for all of us. Yeah. We're like, turn it off! Telling me you're watching Hereditary or something?
He goes into the depths.
Yeah. I'm like hiding behind my couch watching the TV along my apartment.
No wonder you were too scared to talk to Tony.
It's crazy what he puts himself through. He's like, I want to experience the most.
Yeah.
Period. The most fear.
I did that 3 days in a row. I just wanted to trip for like a couple of days. I was like, fuck it.
That's why you sweat a lot. It's from being so afraid. Dude, you're more afraid than anyone's ever been.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That, imagine you have the technology to create the biggest living nightmare on film, right?
Yeah.
And then you also have the drug that makes that nightmare the realest.
I couldn't.
That's the scariest thing anyone's ever done, I think, what you did.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think you can
so
top that.
It's fun, though. Like, imagine, that's like, it's like going on a roller coaster high on shrooms. Like, roller coaster's already scary.
I think being murdered if you were on shrooms would be scarier.
Being almost murdered, because you have to...
Right.
Yeah, yeah, if you just die quickly, it's not fun.
Right, or not knowing if you're going to be murdered.
True. That's true.
Yeah. I already told the story there, but my buddy at Let's Wheel...
Blocking machetes like this, like that, like on shrooms, must be the worst. I'm just saying.
The guy had his dad was a drug addict, and he was doing shrooms, and he burned alive in his apartment.
Oh, yeah.
He died in a fire, and that night he did a bunch of shrooms.
But, like, I don't know, man. Maybe you're just, like, body's dying, but you're like, I'm already gone.
I want to be one with the flames.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this earthly body burn from up here.
Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, let's get into something. Should we do a Bob Talk?
Sure, yeah. That'd be great.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
Hey, that's a cool graphic. What? When did that happen?
Yeah.
I made that this afternoon.
I like that.
All right, here we go. I don't know. I always forget which ones we've done last. I should really find a way to. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is.
No way to delete them after?
I only think we got one here. Some of them don't register.
This is Brandon again. This is not it, because I was thinking about it. You guys asked for something more entertaining than what you were getting, and I delivered, buddy. You know, I was trying something new, and you want to shit on me. I didn't shit on you for starting Area 52. I didn't shit on Wes for writing a book. It's bullshit. Love you guys.
God damn.
I love that. That's so real.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, calm down.
Was that the guy that wrote the song?
It could be. We also say good job, by the way.
It probably wasn't. I think that was another guy named, that was Brandon. This guy, other guy's name is Nick, I think.
Oh, is it?
I don't know what this guy did to.
Well, by the way, fuck off. All right, I'll double down. Yeah. I'll fucking double down every day of the week.
I like my book. I like Area 52.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I don't need your I don't need your love.
Yeah. No, honestly, dude, if you haven't seen it, we try to almost shit on everybody who calls.
Yeah.
Because we think it's funny. And you can be anonymous, so you don't have to be anybody.
Yeah, you can don't say your name.
But also, thanks for calling. Appreciate the call. Very entertaining.
That's great.
This is Bob Talk.
Got me scared.
Right. West Virginia.
Hey, Bob Talk. This is Joe. Love the show. Thanks for all the hard work you guys do. Just wanted to bring this up to you. Every 5 years, every atom in your body replaces itself. Kind of crazy, right? You guys definitely need to get Corridor Crew, at least a video or something on a debunking. I'd love to see it. Thanks so much.
So... But
fuck that guy, dude. What a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Corridor Crew.
What a terrible suggestion. Do we hate him?
You're trying to say that I've been married to two different women now. You know, if our atoms were completely replaced every 5 years.
5 years? Yeah.
So am I on my third marriage, technically?
Yeah. You're on your sixth 5 year old.
Yeah. yeah, they never mature enough then.
That is a crazy
thing. Everybody's
fact.
A pedophile, if that's the case. You never get more than 5 years old, atom-wise. Think about it.
But, like, what does that mean, renew? Atoms don't die, do they?
It's probably not the atoms that renew, but they leave your body and a new molecule takes its place and there's new atoms in that new molecule. But, yeah.
I heard it was 7 years.
That's still wild. Oh, like the whole, like, changing. That is weird. That's like shedding skin.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That trips me out.
Let's see if I can find another one from
that. Don't tell me that on mushrooms.
I want to see if I can find this other guy's number. I'm curious now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, he left another one here. Right before.
Oh, that makes sense, then.
That's Brandon from Cincinnati. Glad that you guys thought that was funny. That was the goal. I didn't call to talk about the YouTube channel. I was saying that when you listen on the radio to the Vibe Races, it's not as funny as when you're watching it.
Ah, okay.
But... again, I guess that's it.
So he's left multiple things before.
That was, that was literally 17 minutes before the next message.
Oh.
So he's fucking with us.
Yeah, he got mad.
Yeah.
You got mad or you got to the bottom of something.
Yeah.
You got the bottom of his barrel.
The bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Bottom of the barrel, but it's just a gun. So
yeah, but yeah, if you call me to tell me that a visual race is better to watch than to listen to, I will have to agree.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that as well. Yeah, vibe race. Yeah, because we don't think about that. We're like, oh, yeah, yeah. We don't really announce anything. We just kind of yell like idiots.
Yeah.
So maybe we should be like, all right, Blues in the lead.
Oh. I try and do that a little bit, but it always brings me back to remember, like, when I was growing up, my dad would, like, listen to the hockey game on the radio.
Yeah, I like that.
I was like, who? What?
I love that. I love that.
If I'm not watching the game, suck mine.
No, dude, I can do anything while I'm listening to the game. You can't do anything while you're watching a game.
You have to visualize what's happening.
No, you don't.
That's so.
Not really.
Why don't you just tune in?
And
you tune in 2 hours later, and it goes, this team won, that team lost. You go, great.
I don't know. Maybe there's something about hearing the.
I'm right. They're wrong.
Maybe he didn't want to listen to your mom or your stepmom, and he just turned it up, and he's like, anybody yelling over the.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's
just loud noises.
That's
this guy's constantly yelling.
That's checking out. I like this.
Yeah.
That works.
All right. That was Bob Talk.
I like it.
Yeah.
Also, we should probably do a vibe race then.
Yeah. And that just reminded me that we have them.
Yeah. Green, you want to set it up? Do we have it here?
We still have it. We must have.
Check the closet, maybe. Where do we put this? Yeah. Weird, eh?
Check your mom's.
Check
vagina.
the cupboard too, the Bob cupboard there behind you. Yeah.
Huh.
Could be there. Mm-hmm. Think the cleaning lady threw it out. AKA my mom. No vibe race? All right. Well, we're skipping a vibe race another week.
Yeah, we'll have to find them.
All right.
This place has way too many things in it. Then you can misplace.
Yeah, it has too many things to not have a vibe race track.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, wouldn't make sense.
I wish it just lowered from the ceiling. Just drops into the frame.
That'd be insane. I'm thinking about repainting this.
Yeah.
I just want to paint it. Maybe dark. Just
do it, man.
Just black.
Whatever makes no work for me and more work for you, I'm into.
Yeah, I know that.
The show I did in Vancouver.
Yeah.
David Lucas is there March 1st and 2nd. So anyone who came to my show, go see David Lucas.
Hell yeah.
Do it.
Oh, really? In Vancouver? Nice. Yeah. He's in Rochester in February.
Yeah, he gets around, man.
Yeah, this is close to here.
Yeah, that's really close for me.
Yeah.
Or is it the same?
Probably same.
Yeah.
I think it triangulates.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Well, I mean, no vibration kind of threw us off, eh?
All right.
Let's spin the wheel.
Let's see what we got over here. We haven't spun a wheel in a few episodes.
What is this? What's going on here?
Pet peeve,
good. Pet peeve and recommends are both great.
Yeah.
All right. Any pet peeves?
I'm a very nice guy. I don't know. You go first.
No coffee in my hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention the gross coffee we had at the fucking...
With the fucking toenails in it, remember?
Somebody put their toenail clippings in the fucking... Like Keurig coffee machine, like one of those.
We probably drank a toenail coffee.
Then. Oh, well, I drank multiple. I was going for number three.
Yeah, that was the third day that we
saw. And you noticed it.
Yeah, I'm so glad I looked in there.
Oh my God.
There were toenails in the place where you put the water in those little hotel coffees.
I love how that's not your pet peeve. Your pet peeve was no coffee.
No coffee. I'd rather have toenail coffee than no coffee, dude. I'm telling you right now. Easiest decision of my life.
Yeah, I guess.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'd rather have.
I was at the Venetian, dude. I had like a 2-story room because it was like a convention. They had no rooms, but I wanted to stay there. It was one night.
Oh, man.
Laying in this giant king's bed with a fucking a whole thing. And I'm like, where's the coffee machine?
Easier to get a prostitute than a coffee in Vegas.
Absolutely. I try to fucking call the front desk. They're like, oh, it's going to be a 75-minute wait.
Oh, my God.
Who says 75 minutes, by the way?
Yeah.
Hour and 15 minutes.
Just say you don't have any.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
And I was like, I'll do it. So I waited, and then I got my almond coffee. It was like $28.
Oh, almond my milk. God. Yeah, that's a good pet peeve for sure.
Yeah, fuck you for not having that, dude. What
fuck,
the hell?
Fuck that all the way.
Yeah.
I think if I'll stay on the hotel train. Mine is the hot tub's closed or something. Like, something's closed at the hotel, and you don't tell me.
Ah.
Because, like, I was, like, driving there, and I was like, I got kind of a sore back. I want to just fucking veg out today. I'm going to sit in that hot tub or whatever. I looked up online. You know, I'm like, oh, they got a nice pool facility. This is going to be sick. And I get there, all roped off, closed for renovations for a month. And I'm like, I'm just, like, literally driving there being like, I can't fucking wait just to, you know, I've had a rough few days. Like, this will be great. So I was like, no, you gotta tell me. Because I would have picked any other hotel.
Feels bad.
I was booking that morning. Fuck. I was upset. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd fuck be upset you. As well.
Marriott, you got to figure shit out.
Yeah, La Quinta. La Quinta hotels, man, are fucking notoriously terrible.
Definitely.
Other than that, any pet peeves? Green, you got any pet peeves?
Fucking people going in big gangs to the gym. Fucking.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, I hate that one too.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, we
about?
Got this these days. Like fucking January, people going to the gym.
All those little roid freaks who are watching Sam Sulek.
Broccoli heads there.
Surely they can fuck each other at their own house.
Yeah, they got to do it publicly. Yeah, they know. I hate that too because there's three of them. They're all on their phones always. And like you said, they're dressed up like going at like they're going outside. They're dressed up like this.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, like low pants and like belt and stuff. And they're kinda,
yeah,
it's gross.
Yeah, and they're on the same machine for like 40 minutes because they're each doing a set and talking and on their phones. And
that'll make you straight. Hang out with guys like that. And you're like, yeah, I'm not into this.
Yeah, I mean, or like, yeah, it'll make you hate teenagers. That's for sure.
Oh, they're teens.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them are like teens. I always, in my head, I'm like, oh, it's got to be like an 18 plus facility.
Right. Nope,
there's no parent age limit to going to the gym.
Right.
Because like you'll literally have like people coming in with their children working out too instead of like babysitting them at home or something.
Yeah, this one lady this week, she was there with her kid.
Yeah.
And her kid was like probably 10.
Yeah.
And the kid was just there to wash the mom's machines when she was done. So she was just like standing beside her mom. Her mom would switch machine and she'd like point at the machine.
Sick.
And like those tennis ball carriers.
Yeah.
That's pretty great idea, actually.
That's the proper way to use a kid.
I'd have a kid, maybe.
Yeah. That's yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. That's good.
Yeah. Better than giving massages on an island.
Yeah.
You know, washing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to work, kid, but you know.
If you're going to work with your hands.
Yeah, definitely. You're not making shoes or phones.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Idea. Washing down your mom's fucking sweat.
Remember
sweaty benches?
What was it? Was it Snowpiercer, the movie?
I don't remember. I'd never seen it, but I know of it. Yeah, the train thing.
Oh, okay. The big reveal at the end is they steal a kid from the last car is the poor people, front car, rich people.
Oh, right.
They steal a kid from the last car every year or so. And they pluck one kid out and no one in the back knows what happens to it. Whole movie happens. They're trying to get to the front of the car. Revolution. Get to the front of the car. Turns out it's like post-apocalyptic shit. This is the only thing running around the world. The rest of the world is frozen over. They can't make a piece that they need in the front to keep the engine running. So they need someone with tiny hands to like constantly sit there and move this one like piston or whatever. So, and every time the kid gets too big, they have to go get another smaller kid in the back. And that's like the big reveal at the end. It's like, well, we're all going to die if we don't steal one kid from the back to move the piston.
Fair.
It was great. That's what I said.
Piston Pete Maravich.
And it's that's right.
Sub him in.
And once you're over the age, like me, I vote for war now. I can't get drafted. Too old, right? So once you cross the age. Old. Yeah, 35. Cut off. Yep.
Not in Canada.
For drafting?
No, not in Canada. We've done this before.
What's the age in Canada?
About to find out.
Okay, I don't vote for it anymore then. But for the kids with moving the pistons, I vote for that. I'm too big for be a piston kid.
I don't know.
Fuck.
Up to 45.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I don't vote for war at all. But piston kids, I'm into it. Piston piece.
I have a feeling that like people would have a hard time joining the military these days if like we needed to. Like the inscription rate, I think, would be a lot lower than, let's say, Nam or after Pearl Harbor.
Not if Taylor Swift did it.
That's true.
we would be in there right away.
Yeah, if Taylor Swift married a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everybody like, would join the army, I think.
Yeah. She's like only holds concerts.
She marries Hamas.
In whatever country.
And then we're all like, oh, fuck, we got to, you know, fight now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I could see that world happening.
That's true.
100%.
Yeah. The worldwide tour. Mm-hmm. They just call the next war. Worldwide tour.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Worldwide war.
Yeah. World War Swift.
There you go.
Let's do some
empty threats.
Let's do some fucking empty threats.
Oh, here. Fuck.
This is a segment we like to call empty threats.
I'll threaten you. We wrote some down. Well, oh, go you want me it. To start? Fuck.
Yeah, go okay. for it, you fucking.
You want to let me start? If you want me to start, I'll take a shit in an airplane bathroom right before you.
Oh, fuck you, dude. I will sell you to a wealthy Russian oligarch who pisses on you for sex and calls you, oh, fucking little pissy boy.
I feel like that'd be fun for a day. Yeah. I don't want to be stuck there,
though. Yeah, you'll be a little pissy boy forever.
Yeah, I will get a heavy drug addiction and become a burden on you and your family.
Ooh.
We'll do it.
I will nurture your firstborn in the shadows, slowly sowing the seeds of hate into its heart.
Oh, fuck. That's dark. I will mold your hard dick and sell the dildos online.
That's
I don't know how I'm gonna get the dick hard.
I'm down with that one. If you want to make it a reality, we can do this.
Teamwork? Okay, yeah, that's dude. A bad empty threat, then fine. I will put a handgun in your carry-on luggage.
All right, I go up. You win. It's empty threats.
Hell yeah. They're that's not fine. Empty, buddy. I can do it. I can do one of those.
It's a fun prank.
Yeah. It's a fun prank.
Yeah. Or like,
I feel like that would be really fun to do to your friend.
Yeah. Or like, wait till a guy hangs himself and we go film it in the forest in Japan.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Prank.
It's a prank.
Yep.
It's, get it?
Yeah. I think if I ever come across a guy that like died from like having an asphyxie wank, what do they call it?
Yeah.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I haven't even
autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah. So like, if I ever see that, I walk in, right? You've done this. You've hung yourself over there. Right, trying to jerk off, right? You got the fucking belt around your neck, dick in your hand. I 100%, Chris, I promise you, I'm pulling your pants up, cleaning you up. I want to make it look like a proper suicide. I don't want anyone to know that you're just trying to jerk off. I want them to think you're super sad.
That's really nice of you.
Yeah, I don't know which way you want me to go, but that's the way I'm going to go for you.
Damn.
You'd do the opposite. I feel like you'd see Chris hanging, mm-hmm. and you would pull his pants down and make it look like he was
jerking off.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Good point, Green. Whatever you're doing, I'm going to switch it for you. Okay? So that,
nice.
Yeah, because I don't want them to actually...
So there's a big likelihood I'm going to die with dignity.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Simon King, the guy I had on last podcast, he had a great joke. He's like, jerking off's already pretty good. We don't need autoerotic, like, we need autoerotic taxes. Right? That's what we need, right?
That's funny. So yeah, Adrienne Iapolucci, she had that bit too with like, it was like, my boyfriend killed himself or tried to kill himself. She's like, great. She's like, if he killed himself, I couldn't kill myself or that, or people would think I love them.
That's a really good.
Yeah, it's fun. I butchered it, but
no, that's good.
Great premise.
It's fun when you can butcher it and still be fine.
Yeah,
like that's how. Like,
she's
a
smart.
Good joke. Yeah,
she's fucking smart.
I haven't seen much of her since that one thing.
I still one thing, and I keep seeing bits and hearing bits, and I'm like, fuck, it's all great jokes.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my new shit that I just filmed. I'm not gonna put it all out, but I'll put out like a couple clips. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's tricky though. Like this day and age, I never know what to do. I'm like. Do I sit on this shit for ever for like 2 years and try and get it really good and put it out as a special, which historically has not helped me?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I just, as it comes up, fucking throw it out? Maybe you see the same trick twice over the next 3 years.
I see what you're saying. Because the medium of, magic videos isn't...
The retention is like people are so down to watch a 5 minute bit. They don't want to... Yeah. Not going to sit... Apparently, they're not going to sit and watch an hour.
Well, you know what, though? I although it could work, I think you're missing out on an opportunity.
Which way?
Should I put up more? Because by doing the special...
Yeah.
Then breaking it down into clips...
Yeah.
You're getting the same value and more.
Right. But I have to just get ahead of it then.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So during the filming of your, that's where you like comedians, comics do crowd work.
Yeah.
So you would have to find your equivalent of like what that crowd work stuff is to put out in the meantime while you're getting the other shit ready. And that in a combination of sharing the last special stuff, I guess.
You know what? Eric Leclerc's never going to put out anything online.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll steal all of his material.
Mm.
I film that. I post those clips because I'm not using that material.
Yeah, Alex already does though.
Yeah, yeah, but he's not posting either.
That's true. You can steal both their materials.
I'll steal both their materials, two for one, and I put that up. Damn. I get extra credit for it. That's what I'll do.
I would like to see you steal it the way he does it.
I don't know if I have that. It's
like shaking your hips and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so funny. It's
acting ambiguously gay the entire time.
Yeah, I couldn't. I could never be him.
Yeah. Making the guys think you're gay, but making the girls horny at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a very weird skill he has.
It's Eric Leclerc and my brother that have that ability.
Yeah. Yeah. Just all the dudes are thinking, I'm safe.
Yeah.
This guy's clearly playing for the other team. Yeah. And the women are like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every time Eric goes to a hotel, they're like, how many keys do you want? He's like, probably like 50. He just starts handing them out to all the married women. Oh, yeah.
Hotel keys. Want to do a key bump? It's a hotel key. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ. it's the key to a fucking... It's a prison key, just one of those giant. It's a key to
it's a Magic of Engines haunted key.
It's a key to like a castle gate. Oh my God.
We had a lot of podcast fans coming out to the last four shows I've done.
That's cool.
Fleming, Collingwood, Calgary, and Vancouver all had Bob fans.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's crazy because like I look at the numbers, I'm like, there's only a few thousand of them.
Yep.
But they're all in the right places. Every time I show up somewhere, fucking pretty wild. We're
chilling in the third world. In the first world, not third world. Sorry. We don't know. We don't shout at third world though.
Yeah.
You guys are living on the edge.
Developing. Like a young.
It would be sick to do a fucking show in the third world.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
Yeah, that would be pretty fucking
cool. The third world, here's what's fucked up. Even the third world today.
It's still dope.
Has Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
They're still posting.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
You've seen these like tribes and like these fucking villagers in Africa.
Yeah.
Putting out these dope dance TikToks and shit, these kids and stuff. And like,
I'm only 2% convinced that's not some set in Hollywood.
That's true. Right? It will be eventually.
It will be. These are doing really well. Yeah. We should create our own village at Warner Brothers here.
There's a content scout out there right now about to.
It's like, we'll rebuild this, but in LA, and we'll do it.
Yeah.
That's what the people want.
They're going to end up on American Idol and getting like gold confetti.
Mm hmm.
And then getting addicted to heroin and staying in America and living in Ohio or something.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're going back on Unsubscribed? Is that something you were talking
about? I did.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did do that. Yeah.
I did, yeah.
It was you and somebody else.
Me, Fat Electrician, got to meet him. Nick, great fucking dude.
Yeah.
A lot of you guys probably watch him. Dude gets a crazy amount of views. He's popping off. Does a war history.
These guys all have cooler names. You and I stuck with like Chris Ramsey, Wes Barker. They're all like Fat Electrician, Eli Double Tap, Donut.
Yeah, I'd still rather be Chris Ramsey than Fat Electrician.
Yeah, but no, but it's better, easy to remember.
Cool. I don't care. What do you want to be remembered for?
Being fat and knowing electricity.
Good point. Actually. It's not a bad thing. No, he's a super fucking chill dude. Everybody, everybody there was, everybody there was fucking sweethearts, and we had some genuinely good laughs.
Yeah,
like they're gonna have another field day editing the shit out of that one, obviously.
Amazing,
but like a lot of funny jokes were said.
Oh, that's so much.
That's a good one. But I want to talk about you. Watch that movie, like the Alive remake.
That's out.
Well, it's not Alive, but it's the same story.
Yeah, but that's out.
Oh, it's been on Netflix for a while now. Yeah.
Oh, I saw it advertised a long time ago, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see that.
What was the name of it? Something Alive the Snow. Again? No, it's like the Snow. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Okay, so it's good.
Yeah, a bunch of like
Society of Snow.
Society of Snow.
Oh, I should click on that.
Fucking great.
Yeah, I bet.
Holy fuck, dude. So scary.
Oh, fuck yeah.
At like the end, there's like a spoiler. If you haven't seen Alive. But like they eat people. That's the whole story.
Yeah. That,
and like at first.
That should be in the synopsis by this point in history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, they had to like. Because they're all Christian.
Oh, yeah.
They're like a Christian rugby team or whatever. So the thought of eating another human was like blasphemous, like sacrilege, right? So there was that whole moral dilemma, and then like how to eat it. Like, so they'd send a guy, the rest of the people don't know who they're eating.
Mm.
So one person would have to like carry that burden of knowing who it was.
Whoa.
While the other, because if you don't want to know it's your buddy that you're eating,
oh,
you want to think it's just meat. It's just meat coming from over there.
Right.
Right? Because you have to fucking process this mentally.
You think on a plane load of 20 people or whatever, you think
36, yeah.
36 people, there's got to be one twisted fuck who's like, I got this. The light just
went out. Yeah, my light just went out.
Okay. You think there, like, there's going to be one twisted fuck who's like, I can handle it.
There's a few that were like, yeah. I can handle it. Yeah. And there's a few that, there's one guy that didn't and starved to death. He was like, I will not.
Wow.
Yeah, because if you really believe in God that much,
yeah,
I think you'd rather die than go to heaven.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the ultimate test.
Yeah, it's like a test because like if you're going to die 10 years later, you're going to hell if you survive.
That makes sense.
Somebody. No, but no, jokes on them because 17 of them lived from eating humans.
Yeah.
And they got away scot-free.
Yeah, until the rapture, then they're going to hell. They eat humans.
Yeah, on a full belly. what's crazy is that like during that time, they had like they were in the plane at one point, and then all of a sudden there's an avalanche. Kills a whole bunch of them more. The plane gets fucking, they're like, ah, panicking out of nowhere, an avalanche. And another one, and a snowstorm. And like, it was nonstop. And then they eventually
create more food ventured out. Every time.
There's a pit at the end of this. Yeah, it creates more food. There's a pit at the end of this. And you just see like rib cages sticking out. Like, picked to the bone.
Fucking hell.
To the bone. Just a pile of.
It's so fucked
72
up.
72 days, 17 dudes. That's a lot of meat.
I would definitely eat somebody. I don't even think I'd think twice about it. It would suck though.
But imagine eating them and thinking to yourself, we're going to die anyways.
Yeah.
And it makes you just want to stop and like all this like mental.
And then when it's someone you know, it's so much harder.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
Not for Dahmer.
No.
Dahmer would be like, you going to finish that? You going to finish that?
Play a prank on your friend. You make him eat a dick.
Yeah.
You ate a dick.
Yeah. One man's nightmare is another man's fucking.
Exactly. Dahmer would be like, you guys gonna? You got it. Hey, come on, man. This one's still fresh. He's like, hey, he's still breathing. Chill out. He's like, I know. But like, just think about it. It's still warm.
It sounds like
we don't have micro because they ate all raw.
That's true too. I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's like sashimi. It's like what you had in Japan.
Yes, sir.
Chicken sashimi.
There's a guy on the internet right now doing it. Saying that video.
That's a wild video.
This guy's eating raw chicken every day till he gets a tummy ache. He said it's on day 11. It's fucking insane what he's eating.
Yeah, I saw that, like a whole chicken breast. Yeah.
And drinking like a half dozen eggs.
Yeah. I mean,
Salmonella City.
You're going to get worms or some shit even. Like some,
hope so.
Like even before you, like, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, but also fun.
Tastes good. Fun.
Yeah.
Internet.
Fun for him, yeah.
The internet's fun.
God damn. This is cool. Do you see this? Pull this up. We got the
video or the fact?
Oh, the video. You got it?
Yeah.
Oh, let's pull that up first. This is a fun video I want you to watch.
All right.
Just for you to make it full screen. This is the ad for the video. We can watch it too. Fuck it.
You can learn a bunch of songs with only 4 piano chords.
That's pretty cool.
And we don't need music or anything for the other one. Yeah. So we don't need to watch it.
Oh, nice.
I'm sorry.
I feel like the thumbnail.
Watch a commercial again.
Yeah, let's watch another commercial. It's 30 seconds this one.
You can skip in one.
There we go.
Slow-mo is a nice touch.
Get ready.
What the fuck? Oh, no. Oh, no. Holy shit. Is that kid a ghost? Like, oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, scorpion. Oh, dude. What?
What a ride, eh? Yeah,
I love it. He's like, fuck my life. He walks into traffic. Doesn't happen. He says, I need this. And he went back from
forgot
more.
My, I forgot my keys. Clunk. What a ride, eh? You're just like, no.
What's the other lady doing?
I don't know. You're fucking enjoying the show like we are, dude.
Oh, man.
That was for your amusement. There is a funny Instagram page called like Kids Getting Mildly Hurt.
Oh, that's pretty
it's something
funny.
Like that where it's like, you know, the kid's okay.
Yeah.
But they're still getting like slammed on the ground by something.
Oh.
It's pretty fun.
Damn, that's good. I like that video. That's funny.
Bums and Drones is a good one.
Yeah, I watched one of those. I watched it right before you sent it. I think I saw the same one.
It's my new favorite thing.
And is there like
seen
pull it up.
That one is with the I seen the one with the lady.
Well, so there's a whole account called Bums and Drones.
Is it on YouTube? I guess.
Or on Instagram?
Why'd you say YouTube like that?
Yeah,
is
YouTube.
It on YouTube?
The YouTube
on the tubes. Bums.
UTI.
It's like when someone's trying to sound cool and they say the internets.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, well, it's somewhere out there on the internet. And I'm like, oh, stop saying that.
Yeah.
That's a peeve.
On the line.
Yeah, just, yeah, exactly.
you know,
just say internet, dude. Bums and Drones. So this whole account is just drones and the rivalry that exists between them and homeless people. It is an insane rivalry that I didn't know existed.
Me neither.
But
throwing rocks and shit, right?
Oh, they did. It's an invasion of their privacy. They're in their home. And it's just as soon as they catch wind of a drone, they're like, ugh, and they go rage mode and they start fucking throwing shit at it. Look, here we go.
Uh-oh.
But then the drone just it just lifts up and goes away.
You can't
do anything. Win. You can't win against a drone, dude. Look, oh god.
That's so funny.
Is it like do you know there's a guy with like a headset just like watching this?
I think there's a crow that used to harass my dog. Same thing. Couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah. Bums and Drones is a fun account. It's all in good fun, dude.
Yeah.
No one's getting hurt. Who's getting hurt by this?
Everyone's having a different day.
But he's got football.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I'll tell you what. Some harmless entertainment, even for people who live on the street. Like that guy.
Oh, nice.
Best day of his life.
Oh, he wins.
Best day, that guy. Love okay, that.
I like this.
Of course, yeah. They score sometimes.
This is like spear hunting. Now he's got a drone to sell.
Oh, now he's got a drone to sell, dude. Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I'm back in the game now.
Yeah.
Now that I know it can be defeated.
No, it's a rivalry between them.
Okay, I'm in.
There's like, it's so wild to see these wars go down.
Cause I just wanted to smoke my drugs, man, you know?
Oh, that's a deal. That's a deal happening.
Yeah.
Which is super funny. Another one where it's just like some lady and her dog, and she starts doing cute things with the dog, and that was friendly. But look how angry they get, dude.
Yeah, they're super angry.
Yeah, dude, they're day drunk. They're like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, that rock.
Nothing wrong with a day drink.
Dude, these guys got pretty good aim.
Yeah, not bad. One of these guys is going to have a impeccable aim. He's going to get scouted, picked up, right?
Oh, like the radio voice guy?
Yeah, going to get picked up right to the professional leagues.
All right, we see enough.
That's awesome.
You made me feel worse about my ideas.
yeah, that's good.
I feel remorse when I watch that, but I also feel humor in remorse.
Super funny.
They're hand in hand, man. Tragedy and comedy, hand in fucking hand. Everything that's sad can be the funniest thing in the world.
Especially in this economy, we could all be homeless soon.
Sounds like a beginning of an ad read. What are we paid to say today?
NordVPN.
I wish, dude. That'd be sick.
Yeah, one day.
I did NordVPN actually recently.
Really?
Yeah. NordVPN.com/Chris Ramsey.
There you go.
/Chris Ramsey or Ramsey 10.
Or fat electrician or something.
Ramsey. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. You figure it out.
Yeah, we got.
We're way past
an hour.
An hour and three. Perfect timing.
An hour and 3 seconds. Who have all the secrets to tell you over on Patreon? I can tell you here. So
Do we want to make it an extra one a little bit?
Well, sure. But I just want to tell people right now that like we've made the membership account for the YouTube. Right, instead of Patreon. So some people don't like Patreon. I get it.
Right.
You can get access to these episodes from YouTube now. And it'll also give you like different little things for commenting, and you get icons, all this bullshit. It's just a way better format in my opinion. I wish Patreon didn't even exist because it's just all in one place. I like it. I prefer it. But I'm just saying you get the same content if you want to do it from YouTube.
Yeah, so you can do your Patreon, but instead of leaving the site.
Yeah.
You can just do it right here on YouTube.
Exactly. It's the same price. It's like $5, $4.99.
Should we set that up with Spotify as well, I guess?
I don't know if you can on Spotify. You can do it with Apple.
You can set up subscriptions on Spotify.
We'll do. I think I'll just take a day and I'll do it on all platforms.
Yeah.
Because I feel like whatever platform you like, that's when you want to use.
Yeah.
So I'm sure more people are like, I would love to hear the next episode, but I want to go fucking figure out Patreon. Because that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, but also go figure out Patreon.
No.
It's a good time as well.
No,
but because there might be people here listening on Spotify.
No. Yeah, you're right.
Go figure out Patreon as well.
No. You know, go around, pay on all of them. It's the same content.
That's right.
That's good shit.
I had Pete McKinnon come over.
The Pete McKinnon?
The Peter McKinnon with Kirk, Captain Kirk.
Damn.
His editor. They came here. They were
hanging out. Door-to-door salesmen trying to sell their Pirate Life stuff?
They succeeded.
You bought it all?
Bought it all. Broke as fuck now.
So did they make a video for you or you do it with them?
They did one for them. They just came here to film. Pete wanted to take a photo of the setup, which he posted, which is super dope.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so he took a whole bunch of film photos. It was nice seeing him work with like film.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, digital photography and stuff. So he'd test with digital and then like, all right, we got the lighting, we got this set up, and take the shot.
Cheat code.
Which is cool. It's cool to watch the process. And then we filmed for Area 52 some of the scenes that require me to be dressed up as that character.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch done and he was kind of like helped directed it. And it was,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. It was fun, dude. And then we had some brews, had some food.
Keep missing out, man. That's hung great. Out.
We had a lot to catch up on. He hasn't been here in 500 days. It was the last time we saw each other.
When he came here for the podcast?
Yeah, 500 days
ago. Whoa.
Yeah, we were like, that was way too long.
That is so long.
Yeah. So we'll get him back up here. We'll get him back for another pod.
Definitely. He just needs to leave his little house. Little house. He needs to leave this fucking huge
house. Dude, every time he comes here, he's like, I had the most fun.
Yeah.
That I've had in like forever.
Yeah.
Most laughs. He likes a beer.
Yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't try harder.
Yeah. He needs to get up here more often.
He needs to lose all of his money.
Yeah.
Get desperate and hungry again.
Yeah.
And then he'll be here every weekend.
And then like, yeah.
That's what he needs.
This is where people come to die.
It's end of life care.
It's all right.
No, it's good. That's fucking awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he asked me to come and I was like, going to be away for gigs.
Yeah, you missed out on a lot that week.
Missed out on a couple things.
Like three.
Yeah, three pretty good things.
Three pretty good things.
Yeah.
That's kind of your style, though.
I like to miss.
That's how you like to roll.
I like to miss out.
You're like,
gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that thing's going to be cool?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah, you want me to go on Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah, dude. No time for that. No time to go to fucking Copperfield's warehouse that one time.
I went.
Oh, yeah, eventually.
Yeah. I missed the first time.
Yeah.
Makes the second time even sweeter.
Does make it sweeter.
I think. Maybe.
Yeah, when everyone else is over it.
Yeah.
Like, my turn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm actually getting like... The one thing I've learned, I guess, is like there's always another thing. I used to really have this FOMO all the time, and I'd be kicking myself like, fuck.
Is that from the shroom trip?
No, I think this is before.
All right.
But it definitely cemented it in the shroom trip, where I was like, it doesn't matter. There'd be another thing. It's fine.
Do you feel more like don't give a fuck, sort of?
No. I remember how I felt during the shroom trip.
You don't feel that way now?
But as soon as I got back to this body, and I'm like, I don't know how to get to the other dimensions without taking shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I guess I'll just keep going with what I was doing.
But like, did any of that stay with you?
Because
some people do it every 6 months.
Yeah, I heard,
re-up that.
Yeah, I guess probably residually for sure. I've definitely been thinking about it for the last 2 days or day and a half, right? Like,
yeah,
you know. So I guess probably
because you look relaxed.
Yeah, but even before I took the mushroom, I think that's why I had such a good trip. I've been having a really good year.
Yeah.
Like this time last year, I was in a bad spot. I'm in such a good spot.
You got robbed this time last year.
Yeah, that too. Fuck.
You got your phone robbed and it was all downhill.
Yeah, then phone robbed, Facebook hacked. And then
that whole Me Too situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that was settled out of court. In fact, it never even went. I feel really good. So I think. I'm in a good spot. I was in a good position to take shrooms. I don't know if you're in a bad way, that's a good idea. I think that leads to the darkness.
I think so too. But I think that's where the darkness dies
because
you go through it. That's ego death.
That's like, true.
If you have nothing to go through, it's a great trip.
Yeah.
But like your buddy who's having a bad trip,
he
had to go through that.
Yeah.
And that made him stronger.
Yeah.
His next trip will be the greatest trip ever. For anyone out there thinking, you know, should I go start doing drugs again? Your best trip might just be the next one. I'm saying. The odds are, if you had a bad last one, this next one, that's the money, baby.
Have you lost $100,000 in gambling?
Yeah.
Go one more time.
It's right there.
You win it all back. It's just around the corner.
Yeah. The only, was it Norm McDonald?
Yeah.
The only disease where you can make money?
Yeah. forgot about that one. That's good.
So good. Yeah. You fucking only losers quit, dude.
fuck.
It is funny thinking that like if I quit now, it's right there.
That's always the thing.
He's right there. It's right on the other side of that one. Fuck, it's right there. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric did a good job with Doge. The Dogecoin.
The Doge, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fine.
That's funny.
I would have just bought a fucking ping pong table or something.
Yeah, so no.
Stupid. Better off leaving that in the hands of the internet in Netherland. Where does that money go?
Yeah, right? Who gets it?
I had $20,000 of Dogecoin at one point.
Yeah.
And then it went to fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Where does that go?
Yeah. It doesn't.
Where does it go?
It's gone.
I don't know. I'm
gone.
I'm being serious. I had $20,000 of Doge.
Well, you bought that off of someone else selling theirs.
Yeah. But then I could have like bought things with it for $20,000.
Yeah.
But then I had nothing. Yeah. It was worth nothing.
Yeah.
What happened to the $20,000?
You gave it to the people who took it out before you.
Somebody else has it.
Yeah. Who? What do you mean, who has it? If they pulled it out, that means it's worth more.
No.
So nobody pulled it out, that's why it's worth less?
When you pull it out, it goes down. So everyone got scared it was failing, so they all pull out, and then it goes down.
You pull it, they sell?
Everyone sells, yeah. Everyone sells, and that's why it drops. If everyone's buying, it's
true. Yeah, but that money has to go somewhere. It's not just created out of nothing. Like, when you start Dogecoin, it's not worth $1 trillion.
Yeah.
How does it get worth $1 trillion?
You got to buy it.
Yeah, but you're buying it for what? Why is the price increasing?
From the guy that has it.
It's just money out of thin air.
Yeah.
That's a pyramid scheme.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Gold makes sense, goddammit. I was just on your Pantelis on fucking Two Drink. We were talking about the whole gold thing. It's like, gold makes sense. Money doesn't
make any sense.
Yeah. It's not real.
Dude, we definitely just agreed on it. We're like, yeah, that's fine. It's so stupid.
And then we're like, oh, it's paper. It represents money. We're like, still makes sense. It's physical.
Right.
And we're like, nope. It's a picture of a cat.
Yeah.
Like, what? We're like, that's money now. Might as well be. It's all fictitious anyways.
That's
might as well,
true.
Might as well be a little Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's a little egg that's going to hatch.
Yeah.
That's where all my money is. A digital hatching egg.
So funny that gold still, the gold standard is so funny because, like, I don't want gold.
I do.
Like, what am I going to do with it? It's as useful to me as money.
It'll shield you from the radiation.
Oh, okay.
If you can build your...
I'm like, there's nothing...
No.
Like, there's nothing I can do with...
But it is cool.
It is cool.
Why are we attracted to it? That's the wild
When thing. The apocalypse happened, though, it becomes water. Water's the real currency. We should be changing from the gold standard to the fresh water standard, really.
Yes, but then you'll have people like hogging water and it'll fuck the water up.
Of course, but that's what. No, that will always be valuable because we actually need it. We don't need
gold. It'll be gold again.
Yeah, it should be water.
No, because gold is an
ounces of water.
You can't make gold. It's a
fresh water.
Golds are made
fresh water.
Gold's made from neutron stars colliding.
Yeah, fresh water is made from something I don't understand.
Easy to make. It's floating around in space for free.
Then go get it. It's probably gold out in space.
Not unless a neutron star fucking collided with a supernova and fucking melted its way into it.
Sounded pretty good. It sounded like you knew.
That's how it's made.
Sounded pretty good. Sounded pretty good.
Do you know that, right?
I don't know.
Heavy metals? It'll pull us up twice in 2 hours.
Yeah, we Googled it earlier.
Pull it up again.
Oh, you just looked. Oh, well, if you just looked.
I knew this before.
I'll believe. Nah, you didn't. You looked earlier.
Yeah, I knew before.
Collisions of neutron stars make heavy metals.
That's why it's rare. Was just type of music.
I just thought it was weird that hundreds of years ago, if not thousands of years ago, we were using gold already.
Yeah.
Not knowing that neutron stars made them and you can't make more. We knew it was rare.
They were trying, because they had the alchemists trying to make
exactly.
It.
Like we knew somehow that gold was worth everything.
That's pretty fucking cool, actually.
Yeah.
Came back on the gold front.
Considerable energy required to make gold only occurs when stars explode in a supernova or when neutron stars collide.
Do you know what the state motto for
goddamn, it's wild.
The state motto for California is?
Hold on. It is be woke till you croak.
It's Eureka.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
1847 because of the gold rush.
Because of the gold rush.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I linked it back to the topic, like a fucking true podcasting expert.
Yeah, the prospectors all went there from Asia.
And they said, Eureka.
That's what they promised all the Asians, the gold.
Yeah.
And they got here and they're like, oh, we say gold? We meant railroads.
Have you seen Sisu? Whatever I sent you that. I sent you that.
It's fucked up.
I sent you that a text said, watch this movie, Sisu. S-I-S-U.
Oh, I didn't get to... No, I didn't
Holy
watch it.
Holy shit. You're going to love it.
I will watch it.
Fucking love it.
Cool.
The main character says one line at the end of the movie. The whole movie is done talk.
Sick.
It's wild. Fucking World War II meets Tarantino meets something else. It's
all right. Look crazy. Forward to it.
Yeah, that one. It's a sick movie. The rating there, 6.9 out of 10. Liars. It's fucking great.
That's the best rating you can get.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. All right, let's hop over to the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, shit. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching or listening to Bottom of the Barrel Podcast. It's been fun.
Yep.
To hang out. You got any dates coming up?
You know, I realized we can actually plug this all at the front these days. We can dynamically upload intros and change them as often as we want. So I'm going to start updating all the information. It's going to be front loaded for like 30 seconds on every podcast. So you'll hear the dates there.
Great. My dates
are on Bumble,
Tuesday
Grindr,
nights.
Plenty
no,
of Fish.
Oh, Tuesday night, starting next Tuesday, we're back at the Bordel. And so I'm not there every week because there's other comedians I want to give spots to.
Can we do a live
stuff.
Pod? Can we just put it?
But we're also doing Two Drink Minimum live podcasts out there as well.
So you're doing your other cool friend
once
podcast.
A month.
What about us?
Yeah, we could too.
And Bob at the Bordel.
Organize it.
All right.
I'm not organizing the other one either.
Oh, okay, fair. So your Tuesdays at the Bordel. When's the Two Drink Minimum?
The live Two Drink Minimum. Yeah. It's once a month. So we're thinking maybe in 2 weeks or something we'll do that. But Tuesdays and then Fridays, the Third Floor Comedy. There's a lot of good English comedy happening as well. I drop in there, but no solid dates.
Great. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Tell three friends.
See you in the Patreon.
Bye. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Where we always feel so tall. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey. The barrel is only 2 foot small.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.